there's a word that I often use to explain how the styles that are different between women and men can actually drive each other to more exaggerated forms of the opposing behavior. And that word is complementary schismogenesis. Don't get scared. It's the only big word I'm going to use here. It's a word that comes from the anthropologist Gregory Bateson. He was married to Margaret Mead. I always like to refer to this because it's the only case I know where I have to identify the man by telling you who his wife was. Gregory Bateson developed the term complementary schismogenesis to describe patterns that he saw in cultures as a whole. And what it means is a split is created. So schism is a split, and genesis is creation. So schismogenesis is the creation of a split in a complementary way. So in complementary schismogenesis, what happens is that two people who have different styles end up exhibiting more exaggerated forms of that different behavior than they would if they were not encountering someone with the opposite style. So the woman would not be a nag if the man's style did not encourage him to put off doing what she asked him to do. And he wouldn't have to put it off so much if she weren't constantly repeating what she wanted him to do. So it's their difference in style that turns her into a nag. Some of my favorite examples come from my favorite interactors, my mother and father. Here's an example of something that actually happened between my parents. They were planning a trip to California. My parents live in New York, which is where I grew up. You may have noticed in my pronunciation. My parents were planning a trip to California, and the three of us were sitting around the dining room table. So my mother and I were going over in great detail all the options before them. Should they start in San Francisco and then go to Los Angeles, or fly to Los Angeles and then go up to San Francisco? Should they drive? Should they rent a car? Should they rent a car or should they go by plane? Where should they stop along the way? Whom should they visit? How long should they stay in each place along the way? And during all this time, my father was sitting silently. At one point, my mother turned to my father and said, "Eli, we have to make a decision." And my father said, "How can you make a decision if you keep talking?" And to be helpful, he took a piece of paper that was on the table and wrote an itinerary and passed it to my mother and felt satisfied that he had done what she asked him to do. She said, "We have to make a decision." He made the decision. My mother pushed the piece of paper aside and continued discussing with me all the options. Where should they go? Whom should they visit? How long should they stay? This captured the classic women's and men's differences in the role of talk in a relationship. So for my mother, part of the fun of the trip is the talk. Talking about all the options and going over the pros and cons is in itself an enjoyable exercise. For my father, the decision was the decision. He didn't see any pleasure in going over all the ins and outs. So he actually thought that making the decision was helpful. To her, it wasn't. Here's another example from my parents. My parents are getting up there in years, and sometimes they have aches and pains. One time, my mother noticed my father was holding his arm in a funny way, and she said, Eli, what's wrong with your arm? And he said, "Oh, it's been hurting." "Really?" she said. "How long has it been hurting?" "Oh, not long," he said. "About a week." "Your arm's been hurting for a week and you didn't tell me? Go ahead, treat me like a stranger." To my mother, if you're close to someone, you tell them everything that's going on, and a pain, a trouble would be a perfect thing to talk about. So if you hear that your husband's been in pain for a week and hasn't told you, again, it's a sign of being pushed away, which is why to her, the worst thing you could do would be treat me like a stranger. Not telling things, keeping secrets. Your best friend is the one you tell your secrets to.